We're going to do one of Bill Monroe's great numbers that features Bobby here, and it's called Cheyenne.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all so much. By the way, my name is Blake Williams, and I played with Bill Monroe from 81 to 91. Thank you all. I've got to tell you a Bill Monroe story before we go any farther. We got booked one time to play on the PTL club. Y'all remember Jim Baker and Tammy that had PTL? Well, Bill and the Bluegrass Boys went over there and did the TV show. When we got through, the lady there that was the floor director said, "Mr. Monroe, would you mind staying and playing a couple of more songs for our studio audience?" And he said, "I'd be glad to." He said, "Does it need to be gospel music?" She said, "No, some nice secular tunes would be fine." He said, "No, it'll be good, clean bluegrass." You know, Bill Monroe is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Bluegrass Hall of Fame, and even the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so he cut a pretty wide swath through this whole world with his music. He was a great band leader, a great songwriter, a great promoter of bluegrass, and tireless energy. He was a strong-willed individual. But we've got a special anniversary coming up this year. In December will be 60 years when we had something really big happen in bluegrass music. It was a magical night at the Ryman Auditorium, and this next gentleman we're fixing to bring out here forever changed the face of bluegrass music, and he's been copied the world over. Loretta Lynn said one time, "You've either got to be first, the best, or different." And this man is all three. Would you make welcome Country Music Hall of Famer Earl Scruggs?
All right.